Abortion decision likely this week, maybe today. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The U.S. Supreme Court scheduled to issue more rulings today in cases they heard this term, possibly including a ruling in the Mississippi abortion case.
There are over a dozen cases pending with opinions scheduled for today and on Thursday before the U.S. Supreme Court goes on recess. The most anticipated decisions on abortion, in which a leaked draft opinion last month signaled the majority of justices were in favor of giving states the right to make laws, thus limiting abortion access. The High Court also takes up gun rights. It is set to decide on whether New York can demand residents demonstrate proper cause to carry a handgun in public.
Fox's Jeff Manasso of the High Court's calendar shows today and Thursday are the last 2 days this term when opinions are scheduled to be released. President Biden appearing to suggest that high gasoline prices actually present the country with an opportunity.
We have a chance here to make a fundamental turn toward renewable energy, electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles, but across the board. And that's something we should be. My team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion.
The president also says he's considering a pause in the federal gasoline tax. That would save drivers more than 18 cents a gallon, says he'll decide by the end of this week. State lawmakers in California have decided the state will not pause its state tax on gasoline, as Governor Newsom had asked. Instead, it will increase 10 days from now nearly 3 cents a gallon. It's primary election day in Virginia, and in Arkansas, Georgia, and Alabama, runoff elections will be held from last month's primary. Another public session scheduled today by the House Select January 6th Committee, one of two planned for this week. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Texas newspaper, citing documents they've obtained, reports police with high-powered weapons and at least one ballistic shield were in the hallway at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, within 19 minutes of the gunman's arrival last month. The Austin American-Statesman says gunfire could be heard from inside the classroom for as long as 29 minutes before officers entered that room and killed the gunman. Police in Tennessee investigating what they are calling disturbing letters found at several churches.
Campbell County Sheriff Robbie Goins says seven letters were found as of Monday, left on the doors of five Baptist churches, a business, and a Masonic lodge. He says the typed-up letters contain some disturbing things, but nothing specific. Goins also dismissed rumors of a possible shooting in the works being related to the letters. Law enforcement stepped up patrols near the churches on Sunday as a precaution. Investigators are reviewing surveillance video where one of the letters was found to look for leads. Goins says he thinks the community is safe, but his office is not taking any chances. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Terrell Brooks Jr., the man charged with plowing his SUV through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last November, now adopting an insanity defense. Six people died there. In Seattle, a judge is being criticized for going too easy on criminals.
Five people are shot in downtown Seattle. A local gang member is convicted. King County Superior Court Judge Avril Rothrock goes 4 years below the sentencing guidelines and 6 years under what prosecutors requested.
The struggle in your community with gangs and gun violence matters to me.
The same judge who did not return our calls and emails released two teenagers charged with a string of violent takeover robberies. Prosecutors say they promptly cut off their ankle monitors and robbed a pot shop, this time killing an employee. There has been a movement the last several years toward bail reform and softer sentencing guidelines. Sympathetic judges have gotten elected and appointed.
Fox's Dan Springer, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.